So after praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah we start the advanced course concerning the increase and decrease of Iman. And now currently we're upon what decreases Iman, what decreases your faith. Today, inshallah ta'ala, it's a very important part of the knowledge of the mu'min. Being aware of those things that may decrease the believer's iman. Being conscious of the pitfalls of life. And today, I cannot stress enough the importance of knowing and being aware and conscious of those things that will decrease your iman. So after praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeking His divine help and His forgiveness, it's important that we start with knowing the shaytan. Because majority of the actions that displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shaytan has his hand involved. Shaytan, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send his punishment and his curse upon him, his objective is to decrease the iman. So shaytan and his kindred and his tribe, they're all out to deceive and hurt and harm the Muslims. With this objective, the shaytan from the beginning with our father alayhi salam,
his hatred began with our father for us. Again, the shaytan, very envious, very jealous, okay, very crooked and conniving. And he has devoted his whole life into deceiving the Muslims, those who submit themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in studying what decreases iman, it's important to know that shaytan has this objective. The shaytan does not just come to you and tell you, disobey Allah. No, this is not his tactic. His tactics are subtle, persistent, and they're feeble. Okay? The shaytan never gives up. This is his enjoyment. Your sorrow, your destruction, your end, your punishment is pleasing to the shaytan. So our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our iman. This is our relationship with Allah. Our iman causes us to go and make the salah. Our iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes us to keep good relationship with our brothers and sisters. Our iman causes us to be just with one another. That relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you and Allah have a relationship, and that is the iman, relationship between creation and creator. Your belief in Allah is what the shaytan is after. The shaytan will never give up until he finds you along with him in hell. And when the people of the fire get to the fire, they say, I disavow myself. I had nothing to do with you. I just call you to disbelief and you followed. Now, do we want this intimate friend? Do we want shaytan as our awliya? Right? Our supporter? Our protector? Well, Allah Azza wa Jalla has said there's awliya of shaitan and awliya of Allah. Awliya of Allah Either you're the party of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or you're from the party of shaitan. There is no middle ground. The shaitan is out to get our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He seeks to weaken it from every direction. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continuously sending down tests and trials for us. And if we do not have iman, we do not act upon our knowledge, we'll find ourselves with the party of shaitan. And so today, inshallah ta'ala, I don't know if we should name this lecture the things that would decrease your iman. Maybe we should name it the tools of the shaitan. Because everything that decreases your iman, it's in the toolbox of the devil. So, we'll begin with some things, inshallah ta'ala, and the most important thing to be aware of is refraining from remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a very important tool that shaitan has against the Muslims, al-insan, trying to busy their hearts with the dunya, trying to occupy their souls with miscellaneous things, trying to keep the Muslims away from the halaq al-dhikr, keeping the believers away from the gatherings where Allah's name is remembered and glorified. It's a big trick from the shaitan. And sure, we all have our reasons, we're all occupied, but those gatherings wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name is glorified, is hymned, is praised, this is what an insan has been created for. So the shaitan tries to make the little miscellaneous things seem humongous or place them out of proportion just so we can get an excuse from not coming to the gatherings where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name is remembered. For example, I don't like going to the mosque because it's too hot. I don't like going to, you know, the lecture because there's no chairs there. Yeah. Or the parking is not right. There's a little saying, you know, that we have a little idiom here when we come from America. For a person who really don't want to do something, just a little amount of something that he can even come up to justify his not coming, he will use it. Oh, my stomach hurts, right? We learned that as a child, not wanting to go to school. Oh, ma, I don't want to go because my stomach hurts. Oh, ma, I don't want to go because I have a headache, right? Coming up with these excuses. But subhanAllah, the gatherings where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name is remembered, we should put behind ourselves these petty things and learn to sacrifice for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, however, the shaitan has tricked us from stopping us to attending the gatherings where Allah's name is remembered, this is a big, big musibah. It's a calamity. And you had better believe that this is a trick from the shaitan. Alright? So how effective is this tool of shaitan? How effective is shaitan keeping us away from the gatherings where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is remembered? Well, Allah has a verse in Quran. The verse is translated as such. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, they forgot about Allah, so Allah made them forget about themselves. End quote. In essence, the shaitan causes one to forget about the person's grave, forget about his own judgment, forget about that he has to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the akhirah. If we would neglect our duty that we owe to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how are we going to succeed? So the shaitan keeping us away from attending the gatherings where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being remembered, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's lifestyle is being studied. This is a big, big musibah in the ummah of Muhammad alayhi salam. And you have got to believe that this is one of the most effective tools of the devil. And you have better believe this will decrease your iman. Imitating the kuffar, imitating those disbelievers who have disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, trying to be like the enemies of Allah, taking to their dress, attending their gatherings in your spare time, this will decrease your iman. Because what are they talking about? They're not talking about Allah Azza wa Jal. They're not talking about the Akhirah and the last day. They're talking about Mariah Carey. Right? Tupac. Right? The latest fashion in the malls. Being around such individuals will decrease your iman. And not only will you find yourself slowly going away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you will find yourself in disobedience. For example, a lot of the non-Muslims today, they look at you strange if you're covering your hair or you're covering your shape, you have a thobe and a kufi. How do you want to be around somebody who has FUBU jacket on, right, and FUBU pants and the Reebok shoes with a thobe? I mean, you stick out like a green thumb, you know? So either their lifestyle is going to conquer you, or your lifestyle is going to conquer them. One scholar, he said, everybody's giving da'wah to something. Okay, everybody's calling to something. And being around the kafirs, being around those who disbelieve in Allah, who are in ghafla, who are in heedlessness of Allah, this will decrease your iman in such a way that will drive you to disobedience to Allah. Picture yourself driving along with four kafirs, and you in the back seat, right? Especially the youth. And then Dhuhr time comes, and you're on your way to the mall, right? What do you want to say? Stop the music, man. Stop on the side of the road. Man, what are you talking about? Man, it's time for me to pray. Man, if you don't be quiet, come over here. They're not going to stop their car for you to go to make salah. Right? They don't care about you and your prayer. So being around these individuals will not only decrease your iman, but sooner or later you'll find yourself disobeying Allah. وَنَعَذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. Another thing that will decrease your iman another tool of the shaitan. People who backbite and slander. And this goes for Muslim or non-Muslim. Being around individuals who backbite and slander and listening to this filthy talk, this will decrease your iman. Oh girl, haven't you heard such and such and such and such? Girl, no she did. Man, you know what such and such did the other day? Man, who he think he is? If you hear, if this talk sounds familiar to you, and it comes from your best of friends, then you have to fear the hadith what Rasulullah ﷺ said concerning choosing the friends. Wherein the Prophet ﷺ, he told us to be careful how we choose our friends. A good friend, seller. If you are, you know, if you're around this, the one who sells the perfume, if he doesn't give you any, at least you will receive his good smell, right? And the example of the bad friend is like a blacksmith. If you're around him, you know, If you don't get nothing from him, if you don't get burnt from him, by one of the sparks coming from whatever he's hitting or burning or heating up, at least you will choke from his smoke. This is the resemblance of a bad friend. So if you have someone going around eating the flesh of the Muslims, how are you going to make a proper sajda before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking Allah to forgive you? If you're going around backbiting, your tongue is filthy. And your friend's tongue is filthy. How are you going to rectify yourself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can you walk around with a clean heart knowing that you ate the flesh of so-and-so? It doesn't seem right. Because when you make your salah, you're supposed to be making your salah, the believer is making his salah with khushu', humility. You're asking Allah, you're imploring Allah, oh Allah, ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim, guide me. You're asking Allah, oh Allah, forgive me. You're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're praising Allah and your sister. How can you do all these things truly and still, outside of the prayer, you're listening to backbiting? You're gossiping. So this is one of the tools of the shaitan will put you in the fire the most and the quickest. Your tongue. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said concerning the tongue, whoever can tease me, that which is between his two jawbones and his two thighs or legs, then I guarantee him paradise.
No sound. No.
Another thing that would decrease your iman, is looking at the kuffar as role models. If you have a role model and he's a kafir, this will lead you astray from the sirat al-mustaqim. Muslims do not need to be like Mike. Muslims do not need to be like any of the kafirun. If you're looking up to the CEO of your company, alright? Or you're looking up to the superstar on this Pepsi box or whatever. If you're looking up to campers, then you will find yourself in a bind. Because the kafirun are sharrul bariyah, the worst of creation. Those who commit shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala call them sharrul bariyah. So you're looking up to trash. You're looking up to trash. And if you're looking up to a kafir, then you have to look at how you perceive things, and you have to check your values. This will decrease your iman. Instead of being like Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam and his sahaba, which you're trying to be like, alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. We try to be like Tupac? No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated for the believers to be the most honorable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in His Quran, honor belongs to Allah, His Messenger, and the believers. Now, as a footnote, I want to say that this doesn't mean that we shouldn't treat other people justly. No. And this is not saying that we shouldn't treat them kindly. If you got neighbors, they got rights over you. If you got family members, they have rights over you. But we do not give intimate friendship to anyone except Allah and His Messenger, the believers. So this will decrease your iman. Then the shaitan wants you to envy those who commit shirk with billah. So beware of this pitfall. And how to curb this pitfall is reading the stories of the Sahaba, reading the sacrifices for Islam. Allah Azza wa Jalla has put every the next week, Monday, after Maghrib Salah, inshallah ta'ala, we want to keep in mind that if we have a problem, if we have a weak iman, da'if iman, it always can be cured, bi-idhnillah. There's a cure for every sickness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all it needs is for us to beseech Allah's mercy, and to beseech His forgiveness and His guidance. And Allah azza wa jal will always forgive the believer, always forgive the Muslim. With this in mind, inshallah ta'ala, we will take any questions concerning those things that decrease iman. Any questions concerning those things that may decrease iman? It's important that if a person feels that the time is right, it's not a condition for a person to have a wife if he just took shahada. He's a Muslim male, he can take shahada without a wife. But if he feels that, you know, he should, you know, get a wife,
so he can control himself as a man, then he should do so in an honorable way. And if a person is just taking shahada and he feels that he's right for he's ready for a companion, then that solely rests on him. And some things, and then this is also, I think, an issue when taking the shahada and just becoming a Muslim. It's important that we educate ourselves on Muslim marriage and what it takes and how to do it. And there's people in the community that will help you, inshallah. And the imam is a good brother. So no, it's not a prerequisite for a person, a Muslim man, taking the shahada for him to have a wife. Yes. Yes, it is very hard because from the perspective that he has to lead a home. Yeah, and she has to obey him. So if a person isn't educated on how to run a Muslim home, then you'll find a lot of chaos. It's important to learn at least the basics, and for the leader of the community or whoever's giving her away, to have to make sure that the person, the male who's taking on the daughter of the community, that he has good faith along with his knowledge. Which isn't, you know, something hard to obtain, basic knowledge concerning Islam and a good sound faith.
Third question, is there any practice
on within this community? No, there's not. But what I do in this class, we have advanced studies of Islam class on Mondays. And on Wednesdays, we have ABCs of Islam, the basics of Islam, which doesn't currently cover marriage in Islam. Usually the Sheikh handles that. But sometime in the near future, maybe inshallah, we could go over something on Mondays in the advanced class about marriage and things. But I think the more realistic approach that to take is to sit down with a brother who you feel comfortable with, who's pretty much has the same mentality with, who has a sound knowledge of Islam, and whom you can reason with and ask him questions. And if he has the time, then I think that would be the best approach. Yeah. And books help, lectures help. It's a good thing, you know, considering we're in USA, right? We don't have, you know, scholars going in and out the doors and teaching the curriculum. But what we do have, we have to learn to get it. So, inshallah, may Allah help you. Okay, is there any questions on the net concerning things that decrease your iman? Yes, they're in the internet question. Okay. People on the net, how about someone who can give me three different things that decreases your iman from experience? Can someone type three different things? Anyone that decreases the iman? Yes, hanging out with bad people. Okay, give me another one. Yes, wrong community could be a source, but inshallah ta'ala, I haven't seen a perfect community here. But yes, we'll accept that one. Yes, not remembering Allah often. This is a major thing that would decrease your iman. Failing to make salah, yes, this will decrease your iman. Bid'ah, innovation, will decrease your iman, yes. Oh, now they're flowing. Not having knowledge of your religion will decrease your iman, yes. Okay. Yes, sir. Yes. You're in the wrong community. We have a question in the Musalla. The question is, one brother said, how do you know whether you're in the wrong community or not? Well, it's just a test from Allah. I think one of the questioners, one of the answers here sparked something in the Musalla. So inshallah ta'ala, maybe we could handle this inshallah. We implore Allah ta'ala. Well, knowing if a person is in the wrong community, if the person is doing all he can to stick on the Quran and the Sunnah, and the people are shunning him, the people are not liking him, people are hate to see him coming, this is a sign that you're in a place where you're not wanted, you know. But is that something? Is that somewhere that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, considering that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be patient with certain events, with certain people, maybe you have a knowledge that this person doesn't have, or maybe you have tolerance that these people don't have, but the standard is that we have to be upon Quran and Sunnah. Long as I am upon Quran and Sunnah, and I try to do the best I can to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the people they hate to see me coming, right? Or they talk about me, and I'm trying to do good. I'm trying to help. I'm just a person who's just trying to live my life worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you find yourself in a position where you're totally not wanted by the people there, then that's a sign that maybe this is not a good community for you. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Okay. Okay. Yeah, shaitan, he doesn't want you in anything right. And even he laughs at you when you make mistakes. Even he laughs at you when you commit sins. But see, then he gets upset because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive you when you make tawbah to nasr. You make sincere repentance. So his plan is feeble. It is very rigid. It is like spider's web. Inshallah, we end this one. Jazakallah khairan. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.